While the looming break in the Ontario Hockey League schedule wasn't the main reason, it didn't help. Playing their final game prior to the Christmas break, the Sioux Greyhounds struggled at even strength and couldn't take advantage of two strong periods of special teams play that kept things close on Friday night. As a result, the Greyhounds dropped a 6-4 decision to the Guelph Storm in the final pre-Christmas game for both clubs. I do think there was a component of that contributed to the lackluster effort, Greyhounds coach John Dean said when asked if the break played a role in their struggles against the Storm. At the same time, we've been pretty inconsistent over the last 10-12 games, so it's hard to necessarily pinpoint that it's the Christmas break looming. Dean did add that the break ahead was probably a small factor for sure. Veteran forward Marco Mignosa added that, while the break on the horizon could have been a small factor in the game, it can't be an excuse. You have to be mature about this game, Mignosa added. Mignosa called Friday's game pretty frustrating. We didn't come out great from the start at all, Mignosa also said. We were too pretty at times. We have to keep things simple, make better choices at the blue line because two ended up in our own net. We lacked any kind of jump right from the drop of the puck, Dean said. Dean agreed that he expects more from his team. It's very obvious our issues that we need to clean up, Dean said. I'm disappointed for them. This could have been a good win. It could have been the start of developing our foundation again. I want to see them enjoy the fruits of their labor. We did not earn 2 points tonight. We did not deserve 2 points tonight, Dean also said. The Storm opened the scoring as newly acquired defenseman Noah Jenkin picked up his first goal with his new club. Jenkin took a pass in the high slot from Max Nemestikov and beat Greyhounds goaltender Landon Miller stick side at 8:49 of the first period. Guelph made it a 2-0 game when Dawson Morris jumped into the play late and took a pass from Lev Katzen before beating Miller glove side from the high slot at 15:11. The Greyhounds got on the board before the end of the period as Chase Reed picked up his first OHL goal on a rebound from the left faceoff circle at 17:56. The rookie defenseman jumped on the opportunity after a shot from the high slot by Noel Nord was partially blocked by a Guelph player. The goal came with the Greyhounds on the man advantage. Hunter Solomon picked up his first OHL goal for the Greyhounds 86 seconds into the second period as he took a pass in the right faceoff circle from Mignosa and beat Guelph goaltender Braden Gillespie off the post and in. Jenkin picked up his second goal of the night just under 4 minutes later when he beat Miller with a shot from the left point through traffic glove side. The Greyhounds again tied the game as Justin Cloutier banged in a rebound at the edge of the crease moments after Gillespie stopped a redirection in close by the Sioux forward at 7:52. The visitors took a 4-3 lead when Mignosa grabbed a Guelph turnover at the Sioux blue line and proceeded to slip a backhand past Gillespie 5-hole on a shorthanded breakaway with 3:26 to go in the second period. Guelph tied the game 4:46 into the third period as Nemestikov stepped around a Sioux defender in the slot and beat Miller with a shot high stick side to make it a 4-4 game. Alex McLean gave the Storm the lead for good at 11:56 when he took a short pass in the slot from Carter Stevens near the side of the Sioux net and beat Miller to finish off a passing play started by Will McFadden on the power play. Guelph sealed the win thanks to an empty net goal by Charlie Paquette with 1:36 to go in the third period. Mignosa was in on all four goals for the Greyhounds with a goal and three assists. Reed added one of each for the Sioux while Nord assisted on a pair of goals. Miller stopped 34 shots in the loss. Paquette had a goal and two assists for Guelph. In addition to the two-goal night from Jenkin, Nemestikov had a goal and an assist while Katzen assisted on two goals. Gillespie made 21 saves for Guelph. The Greyhounds are slated to return to action on December 28 when they host the Windsor Spitfires at the GFL Memorial Gardens in the first game of a back-to-back set between the two clubs in Sault Ste. Marie. The Greyhounds head into the Christmas break with a record of 1-5-1-8-0-0. With 30 points, the team sits fourth in the West Division, though the bottom four teams in the five-team division are separated by just 4 points. Guelph improves to 1-0-1-9-2-1 with the victory. Forward Brady Martin missed Friday's game due to an injury suffered Wednesday night in North Bay. Dean said the second-year forward is day-to-day right now. Dean also said that veteran forward Owen Allard is very close to returning to the lineup, while defenseman Spencer Evans could suit up against Windsor, but Dean added that it wasn't a lock that the blue liner would suit up. Christopher Brown's status remains up in the air as far as a potential return to the lineup.